السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالاً كثيراً ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We pray to Him and we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within our souls and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided, and whosoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believer, to fear Allah as he should be feared, and never die except as true Muslims. O mankind, fear Allah your Lord, the one who creates you from a single person, and from him creates his name, and from both of them is present men and women. Fear Allah, from whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah has never cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed, He is an observer over each and every one of us. O believer, fear Allah and always say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the believers and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest achievement. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, verily the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and His word. And the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words appears are the invented matters in the religion. And every invented issue in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فما زلنا وفي هذا اليوم المبارك وفي تلك الساعة العظيمة من ساعات وأيام الله عز وجل نواصل الحديث عن الدروس التي نتعلمها من قصة أصحاب الحدود. وهذه هي الخطبة الأخيرة في هذه القصة. وتعلمنا من هذه القصة دروسا كثيرة كثيرة قبل ذلك. واليوم نتعلم بعض الدروس وبعض الأشياء التي نستفيدها من هذه القصة وأحداثها. أولا، رأينا في القصة قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يروي الحديث: وجاء الغلام يمشي إلى الملك. وجاء الغلام يمشي إلى الملك مرتين. في المرة الأولى بعد أن أخذه الجنود وأرادوا قتله وإلقاءه في البحر، فلم يفلحوا في ذلك، فعاد الغلام ماشيا إلى الملك. وأيضا لما أخذوه في مرة وأرادوا أن ينقوا به من الجبل فنجى الغلام وحلفوا جميعا وعاد وجاء يمشي إلى الملك. كان في استطاعة ذلك الغلام أن يبر بنفسه وينجي حياته في المرة الأولى حينما نجاه الله عز وجل، وأن يبر بنفسه وينجي حياته في المرة الثانية لما نجاه الله عز وجل وأهلك من كان معه. ولكنه وسبحان الله العظيم كان مصرا على دعوته، وهذا ينبغي أن يكون دأب المسلم دائما، أن يكون مصرا على انتشار الحق وزيادته. حينما تعلم أن هذا هو الحق لا بد وأن تصر عليه ولا تضعف أمامه. فهذا الغلام يعلم أنه قد يهلك في وقت من الأوقات أو قد يهلك في وقت من الأوقات، لكنه علم أنه على حق فأصر على انتشار ذلك المبدأ. هذا تعلمه من أنبياء الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم جميعا. يعني مثلا نبي الله نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام ظل يدعو قومه 950 عاما، لكنه في هذه الفترة الطويلة من الدعوة إلى الله ماذا يصف الله عز وجل القوم الذين آمنوا معه؟ قال وما آمن معه إلا قليل. ويقال في بعض الروايات أن الذي آمن معه هم 83 شخصا فقط في هذه الفترة الطويلة، لكنه كان مصرا على إظهار الحق، وجاء الحق بعد ذلك وزهق الباطل وأغلق بالكوفان. فهذا الغلام لما جاء يمشي إلى الملك مرة بعد مرة كان في ذلك إصرارا على نشر الدعوة. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما أولي في بلده وفي بيته وفي أهله وفي قومه وفي عشيرته إنه لم ييأس، لا تيأس من روح الله، إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. فأول درس هذا اليوم نتعلمه من قصة أصحاب الدول ومن فعل هذا الغلام الإصرار على الحق والثبات عليه دائما والإصرار على نشر الدعوة، لأن هذا واجب كل مسلم ومسلمة. وهذا الذي فعله الغلام كانت نتيجته أن انتشرت دعوته بين الناس جميعا بعد ذلك، وهلك من كانوا يعذبونه. ولنا في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي صحابته رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين المثل الأعلى. We are still in continuation of talking about the lessons that we learned from the story of the people of Al-Hudud, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj. And this is the last khutbah talking about the lessons that we learned from this story. One of the lessons that we learned today is when you look at the sentence of the statement which Rasulullah mentioned in the hadith, he said, after the soldiers took the boy and they wanted to throw him from the mountain and they were destroyed and he was saved. Then he came walking to the king. Then they took him again in the middle of the sea and they want to throw him. Then in the boat of the ship was shaved, they were destroyed, they were drowned, and he came saved, walking to the king. So he came walking to the king in the true time. It was possible and permissible for this boy during these two times just to run away and to save himself from the destruction and from the enmity of the heads of the king. But he was insistent and consistent and persistent in his da'wah. He was very strong in spreading the da'wah that he was satisfied with. He knew that was the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wanted to propagate it. He never gave up. When they want to kill him the first time, he was dead, came walking to the king. When they want to kill him the second time, he was dead, came walking to the king. Imagine subhanAllah al-Azim that he's a boy and he wants to teach us a lesson that we should not give up. We should not give up when we know that we are on the truth and on the right path, and we are responsible for spreading and propagating the da'wah and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should not give up at all. We have to continue in our project. And this ghulam of this boy, he had an example in the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he spent 950 years just calling his people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this long period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the number of the people who believed with him and who called him. He said, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And only few of his people believed with him. SubhanAllah al-Azim. And it is narrated in one generation that the number of the people who believed with Nuh alayhi wasallam during this whole period of time, which is 950 years, it was just 83 people in that whole period of time. And he never gave up. And he continued in his mission and in his death. And this should be the way and the methodology of every Muslim who is responsible for spreading and propagating the da'wah, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harmed and persecuted in Mecca, and was harmed by his people, in his family, in his poverty, in his wealth, in everything that he had in life. But he never gave up because he knew that that was the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَذَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ ذَهُقَ. Indeed, truth has been established. And he, the falsehood, has gone away. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the result. And even if you continue and persist and insist on your da'wah, and no one calls you, no one was satisfied or convinced with what you say, you have done your job. You are not responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the result. We are not responsible for the result at all. We are responsible for the action. You might spend a whole life calling the people, inviting the people to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spreading the religion of Allah azza wa jalla, and no one will follow you. But do not think that this is the end of the story. You will get a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your action, for every single minute, and every single penny, and every single hour and day and month and year that you spend for this cause. And that's why this boy teaches us how to be persistent and consistent, and even insisting on our da'wah, propagating the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Istiraamu ala nashri al-da'wah. That's the first lesson. أما الدرس الثاني الذي نتعلمه اليوم من هذه القصة هو أن الناس حينما يرون الحق يقتنعونه. الناس حينما يرون الحق ويقتنعون بأنه هو الحق يتبنى هذا المبدأ عامة الناس. والدعاة دائما يعرفون ذلك. أنبياء الله صلوات الله وسلامهم عليه يعرفون ذلك. يعني الغلام حينما طلب من الملك قال له أيها الملك لست بقاتلي حتى تجمع الناس في صعيد واحد. ماذا طلب منهم؟ طلب منه أن يجمع الناس كلهم في صعيد واحد. لماذا؟ لأنه يعلم أن الناس حينما يرون المعجزة أمامهم سينشرح قلوبهم وصدورهم لهذه المعجزة وسيتبعون دين الله عز وجل. فكان الغلام مقتنعا ببشر المبدأ الصحيح بين الناس يتبناه عامة الناس. ولذلك أيها الإخوة المؤمنون، الدين لا ينتشر بنخبة مثقفة وحسب، الدين ينتشر بعامة الناس. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لما أراد أن يباهر السحرة، سحرة فرعون، لم يتنافس معهم في حجرة أو في بيت أو في قصر فرعون، لكنه طلب من فرعون نفسه، قال له موعدكم يوم الدين، يوم عيدهم الذي فيه الناس كلهم معطلون على العمل، الناس كلهم لا يعملون في هذا اليوم، هم في عطلة رسمية. فعلم موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه ستكون هناك فرصة كبيرة لحضور جمع كبير من الناس لمشاهدة هذا الحدث، فقال موعدكم يوم الدين، ليس هذا فحسب، ولكنه يعلم أن الوقت الذي قد يجتمع فيه جميع الناس هو وقت الضحى الذي هو قبل الظهر، يعني بين طلوع الشمس إلى الظهر. هذا الوقت
قال وأن يحشر الناس ضحى. قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى. فلما اجتمع الناس ورأوا معجزة موسى أمام سحر سحرة فرعون، ماذا كان رد فعل السحرة بأنفسهم الذين جاءوا لمنافسة سيدنا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ ماذا فعلوا؟ فألقي السحرة ساجدين، قالوا آمنا برب العالمين، رب موسى وهارون. وهكذا يتبنى عامة الناس، وآمن أيضا كثير ممن كان حولهم، آمنوا بموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وبدعوته لما رأوا المعجزة. هذا الغلام أيضا لما وقف وطلبه الملك على الشجرة، على جذع الشجرة، وضربه بسهم وقتل، فقال بسم الله رب الغلام. ماذا قال الناس من حوله؟ قالوا آمنا بالله رب الغلام. فتبنى الناس المبدأ الصحيح، وهو العقيدة السليمة، الإيمان بالله عز وجل. وهذا درس نتعلمه أيضا من هذه القصة في تلك السورة. The second lesson that we learned from the story of the people of Al-Uhud. Today, second lesson for today, when I made a lesson, or some of the lessons last week. But the second lesson for today that we learned from this story is that when you notice that the boy asked the king, he requested him, he said that you will not be able to kill me until you gather all the people in one place, in an open land. And all the people, they will gather, and then you take such and such as we know the whole story. So what do you think why the boy requested the king, go? He knew that he's going to die. This is the end of the story. He knew that he's going to die. But he requested the king to gather all the people in a plan, in an open area, in this whole place. Why? Because he was concerned, and he knew that. He knew that the people will adopt the right principle, the truth, when they saw the miracle in front of their eyes. They will believe in that. So the boy requested the king to cover the people, and when they covered, and if you notice that, subhanAllah, when the king took the arrow and shot it at the boy, and he said, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, and the boy was felled by this time, or by this arrow, then all the people around, they said, we believe in Allah, the Lord of the boy. And this is how all the people adopted the right principle. And this is, brothers and sisters, will tell us that Islam will not be propagated and spread just by the elite, just by the educated people, that you say, if I can do, they take care of the responsibility. Islam has to go through every one person in the whole community to the people. Islam has to be established within within our home. Islam has to be established within our heart and within our community in order to be propagated to the other people. That's how all the people, when they see the person, when they see the Muslims, how they behave, they don't cheat, they don't lie, they don't do things which are horrible, and sometimes things which you will not be able done by a person who does not even the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people knew that and see these things, these manifestations within our behavior, within our conduct, within our salute, then the people will adopt the right principle, which is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the boy, he wants death to happen. And that's why he puts the king to gather all the people. That happened also with Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If you remember his story, when he asked Pharaoh, he said, I was going to fight to compete with your magician. But I have a condition. Your appointment is the day of festival. Yawm al-Zina, and that was the day, the holy day for them, all the people are off. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew that for sure, that the people, they are off on this day, they will gather, they will come, they will watch this competition, and they will watch this race. And he put another condition. He said, it's not in any time during this day, it has to be in the midday, in the mid-afternoon, in the mid-forenoon. That is the day of the forenoon, that is the time between the sunrise and the dawn time. So he said it has to be in this time, because he knew this will be a right opportunity and a good chance for the people to gather together, and they will watch the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he will defeat all the magicians. And this is subhanAllah. Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he gathered these people, and they came and they watched, what happened? Even the magicians themselves, when they saw the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, they knew that their magic was fake. And they knew that this is a true miracle. This is a sign of a prophet. What happened to them, they immediately, they didn't even dare with their conference. No, they immediately prostrated on the floor, on the ground, and they say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Lord of Aaron, the brother of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And that's why people, when they watch and they knew the truth, they were always. And that's why everyone of the community is responsible for the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just restricted or confined to a group of people with the intense responsible for propagating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to be very smart and very intelligent. When we tell the people about Islam, we have to show them the right things about Islam. We should not just push the people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let them care of this religion. أَمَّا الثَّلْثُ الثَّالِثِ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي نَتَعَلَّمُهُ مِنْ قِصَّةِ أَصْحَابِ الْأُحْدُودِ فَاعْلَمْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ أَنَّ الْإِنْتِصَارَ الْحَقِيقِيُّ هُوَ لَيْسَ انْتِصَارُ الْأَشْخَاصِ وَهَذَا مَا يَتَخَيَّلُهُ الْكَثِيرُ مِنَّا أَنَّ فُلَانَ انْتَصَرَ فِي الْمَعْرَكَةِ أن القائد فلان انتصر في معركته. هذا ليس الانتصار الحقيقي. الانتصار الحقيقي هو انتصار المبدأ. ولو كان الانتصار الحقيقي هو انتصار الأشخاص لاستطاع ذلك الغلام أن يأتي بحيلة أخرى ولا يقتل ويظل بين الناس قائما حيا انتصر لنفسه من هذا الملك. ولكنه دل الملك على طريقة قتله، قال له أيها الملك لست بقاتل حتى تفعل كذا وكذا، فحينما والغلام يعلم أنه يقتل، لكنه لا ينظر ولا ينتظر نصرة نفسه، إنما ينتظر نصرة مبدئه، ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابته الكرام قد ضحوا في سبيل هذا الدين لانتشار المبدأ وليس لنصرة أنفسهم. ولم يكن ينتصر نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنفسه ابدا، انما كان ينتصر للمبدا. واذا تدخلت الامور الشخصيه في سياسه امر المجتمع فسد المجتمع كله، لذلك لا بد وان يسود المبدا الصحيح كما فعل هذا الغلام. لم ينتصر لنفسه ولشخصه، ولكنه انتصر لمبدئه ولدينه، فكانت النتيجه ان اعتنق كل من كان حول الملك او كل من كان حول الملك اعتنقوا ذلك وساروا على هدي الله، وهم يعلمون جيدا انهم سيعذبون، انهم سيطهرون، ولكنهم راوا من الغلام انتصارا حقيقيا للمبدا وليس انتصارا للشخص ولله. وهذا ما يجب ان يفعله كل مسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, one lesson that we today we learn from the story of the people of Uhud is that the true victory is not the victory of the person. That you achieve victory for yourself. That I became victorious. I was able to defeat this person in argument. I was able to defeat this person physically or in whatever. That's not the true victory. The true victory is the victory of the principle itself. If you have a principle and you know that your principle is true, then you sacrifice everything for the sake of achieving and implementing the principle and making the people adopt it. You can notice that from the action or from the behavior of the ghulam, the boy, the hero of this story, the story that you will do. What did he do? He was able to get another trick and to save himself. From the kings, and the people will believe, some of them will believe, and he will be alive, and he will continue his life. But subhanAllah, it's amazing that he told the king how to kill him. Because he knew that when the king will kill him, then he will kill him according to what he dictates to him. And when he kills him according to what he dictates to him, that means this is the principle, this is the right. This is the right path that this boy was following, and he will not be able to kill him until he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or pronounces the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the believers will adopt this belief, will be true believers in Allah. That's why the boy didn't care about his own personality. He cared about what's going to happen after him. Because sooner or later, he's going to leave his wife. He's going to say farewell. Bye, with his wife. He's going to leave it. But he knew that if he achieved the victory for himself, then by his death, the victory will die. We go away with him. But if he achieves the victory of the principle, then the principle will continue. Because the principle, we are a Muslim, that's what we should do. That sometimes we care about our personality and ourselves. And I say, I was able to defeat so and so in my argument. I was able to defeat so and so like physically this and that. That's not the true victory. The true victory is you succeed to spread a principle amongst the people and to make them adopt that true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true victory. And this is how the Prophet sacrificed his life. How the companions of the Prophet sacrificed their life in order to bring this religion true and sound for us to follow. That should be the way of every true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make, to try to achieve the victory for the principle, to make it spread among the people, not for himself. And brothers and sisters, destruction comes to the community when people start taking things personal. This is what's happening. When people start taking the things personal, then they care a lot about themselves and they don't care about the common interest of the community. And that's why we as Muslims, following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, in which this surah is mentioned, and in which this surah is reported and related, this story is related from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we learn this lesson that the true victory is the victory of the principle, not the victory of the person. That we should learn from this story. أما الدرس الأخير الذي نتعلمه اليوم من هذه القصة الثبات على الحق ترون ذلك في قول هذا الوليد الطفل الرضيع الصغير الذي كانت تحمله أمه وهم يريدون إلقاءها وإلقاؤه في النار وتقاعست الأم ليس مخافة عليها على نفسها ولكنها كانت خائفة على طفلها الذي تحمله ماذا قال لها طفلها وهو من الذين تكلموا بالله قال لها اصبري يا أماه فإنك على الحق وهذا ثبات على الحق لا بد وأن يتبعه كل مسلم لا تطلب لي حق that we learn from the story that we will not do it is that we have to be firm and we establish on the truth. When you know this is the truth, so we have to be firm, conservative on this truth. And do not turn back. Do not run away from the truth. See, subhanAllah, this is when this we learn from just an innocent, very little child. His mother is carrying him, and she was nursing him. And they took the mother and the child, they want to throw them in the fire. And the mother, she was scared, and she was frightened, not for herself. She cared for that baby, for that infant. But see, subhanAllah, that infant teaches all of us a lesson that. He said to his mother, my mother, don't be scared. Be patient. You are on the right path. And this is what we should learn. That when you are on the right path, and you are concerned, and observed, and served, and will establish in your religion, then you are not scared of anybody. You are not frightened of anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqu Allah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ma'akum illa wa bi sa'ati ijaba. Taqu Allah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa bi sa'ati ijaba. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وبارك الله وسلامه على نبيه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين عباد الله اتقوا الله عز وجل وراقبوه واعملوا صالحا تجدون ومهما طال عمر الانسان فلا بد له من لقاء الرحمن من لقاء الله عز وجل حاسبوا انفسكم قبل ان تحاسبوا ودينوا اعمالكم قبل ان تهدم عليكم ليحفظ كل واحد منا اليوم وليفتح كتاب الله عز وجل يقرأ هذه السورة سورة البروج سورة رقم 580 من تفسير المصحف الشريف ثم نتذكر هذه الدروس التي تعلمناها على الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يشرح قلوبنا وأن يشرح صدورنا إلى صراطه المستقيم إنه على ما يشاء قدير والإجابة كثيرة. That brothers and sisters, my advice to you, to all of us, that we go today and open the Holy Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this surah, Surah Al-Buruj, surah number 85 from the Muhammad, and read it in whatever language you understand. Read the surah and try to remember the lessons that we learned from this surah. And try to remember these lessons and these instructions and teachings that we learned from the stories of the people of Adul, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put in our minds all these lessons so we can be on the right path, inshaAllah ta'ala. نسأل الله في هذا اليوم العظيم أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن يستر عيوبنا وأن يشرح صدورنا وأن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات رب العالمين اللهم ول أمورنا سيرنا ولا تولي أمورنا شرارنا ارفع قسوتك وغضبك عنا لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمنا فانك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فانت علينا غالب وانصر بنا يا مولانا بما جرت به المقادير عباد الله ان الله صلى على نبيه وسلم صل عليه اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يغفر لكم واشكروه يزدكم واقيموا الصلاه